Shabbat Tov Mevarach. Mishnah Yomi continues, chapter 7 of Yevamot et Mishnah Dolit. Now, yesterday we were talking about cases where an ubar, a pregnancy, does not allow a woman to eat truma, but might disallow her from eating truma. For example, the daughter of a Yisrael, a non-Cohen, then marries Mr. Cohen. She's allowed to eat truma, but then if the marriage ends and she's pregnant, she's not entitled to eat truma until that child, her son, the Cohen, is born. And vice versa, the daughter of a Cohen who is eating truma in her father's house then marries a Yisrael and now can no longer eat truma while she's married to the Yisrael. And then that marriage ends, but she's pregnant. So if she was not pregnant, she could go back to her father's house and resume eating truma. But if she's pregnant or has the child, she cannot. So Mishnah Dalet continues this theme. Ha'ubar, the pregnancy, as we just explained. V'hayavam, or a woman awaiting yibum, as in she was married to a Cohen and she's going to get Yibum from the brother who's a Cohen, or vice versa, she was a Bas Cohen and now she's waiting for Yibum from a Yisrael brother. Erusin, Erusin again is the first stage of marriage, aka Kiddushin. The custom then was to do Kiddushin and they're fully married, but they're not yet living together until, you know, a few months later they got everything organized, you know, got a house, got the, you know, the car, whatever it is they need to do. V'hacheresh. A cheresh is someone who's mentally incompetent, so his marriage is not fully recognized as biblically valid. U'ben teisha shonim v'yom echad, or a boy who is 9 years old in one day. So if a boy this age does yibum, then his physical act of yibum is halachically recognized, but he's not old enough to make a marriage. He has to be bar mitzvah to actually make a valid marriage. So all of these cases, poslin velo machilin, they disable someone from eating truma. She can't go back to her father's household and eat truma, but they don't allow her to eat truma if she was a Bas Yisrael, you know, awaiting yibum or, you know, first stage of marriage to Mr. Cohen. The Mishkan do safek shu ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, if there's a doubt whether this child is 9 in a day, safek she'eno, or maybe he's 8 and a half, we don't know, or safek hevi shtei shayrot, or there's a doubt whether he brought 2 hairs. Now, this refers to hairs on the pubic region, which are a sign of physical maturity. In Suffolk Lohevi, we're not sure he brought. It means he made a Kiddushin, and we don't really know if he's old enough to have made the Kiddushin. We're not sure at the time he made the Kiddushin, gave the ring, if he was actually a bar mitzvah. So in these cases of doubt, also the same rule would apply, where we wouldn't allow her to eat truma until this doubt is resolved or the situation is fixed. The Mishnah continues with a similar case, Nafol Habayit Alav Al Bat Achiv. God forbid, a house, you know, maybe it was San Francisco, there was an earthquake, and God forbid, a house fell on him, the husband, and the daughter of his brother. Now, he was married to that daughter of his brother. He was married to the niece and also had a co-wife. Now, this harkens back to the very first Mishnah Yevamot, where he said that the co-wife of an erva is completely free to go. She doesn't need a yibum or a chalitza. So if the man had died, who is married to his niece and to another woman, Sally, then if he had died and no one else died, then they're both completely free from yibum and chalitza. But here we don't know who died first. Ein yadua, we don't know, eze met rishon, who passed away first. You understand, they dig them out of the rubble, and you know, you really can't tell. Tzorata choletzet v'lo miyat yibemet. So the co-wife needs a chalitza, but cannot be married in yibum. The Bartner explains from the Gemara, we don't know who died first. If the man died first, both of these women fell to Yibum, and since one of them was an erva to the brother, there was never any mitzvah of Yibum, so everyone should be free. But if she had died first, and the man had lived a little bit longer, then it was only the one co-wife, Sally, who was falling to Yibum. She's not an erva, and there should be a Yibum. So to be safe, we have to do a chalitza. Let's go on to Mishnah Hay, which brings other cases, which are relationships that do not allow for eating truma, which is a normal product of a relationship between a woman who marries a Kohen. Ha'ones, a man who took advantage of a woman, ha'mefate, or he seduced her. V'hashote, or a mentally incompetent who's getting married, but it's not a biblically recognized marriage because he's not fully mentally there. Lo poslin v'lo machilin. So such an intimate relationship does not disqualify the daughter of a Kohen from continuing to eat truma, but if the man involved was a Kohen, it does not entitle her to eat truma. Ve'im einam ra'uyin levo b'Yisrael, if the man involved in these relationships was not entitled to marry a regular Jewish girl, as we've mentioned, he was a mamzer, or he was a natan, a givoni, Hare Elu Poslin. They would prevent her from eating truma just through being intimate. Ketzad, that's the example, Yisrael Shabbal Bat Kohen, a regular Jewish man who lives with the daughter of a Kohen, Tocho Betruma. She can continue eating truma in her father's household through her father. Ibra, she gets pregnant from this relationship, Lo Tocho Betruma. She can't because, again, she's pregnant from a non-Kohen. Nechtach Ubermeha, if the fetus passes away and she's no longer pregnant, Toho, she can go back and eat truma with her father's household. The Barnura adds, this is also if she had the child, and God forbid it passed away, she can go back to eat truma. She does not have a child from Yisrael in this case. Cohen Shabba Obas Yisrael, or vice versa. Mr. Cohen, who has an intimate relationship with a regular Jewish girl, a non-Kohenis, Lo Toho Betruma, does not entitle her to eat truma without a full marriage. Ibra, she gets pregnant from this relationship, lo tocho. As we've said, she still can't eat due to a pregnancy. Yalda, she gives birth to a baby Cohen. She can now eat truma even without a marriage to the father. Nimsa, so we find here, kocho shel ben godol mishel av. The power of this son, this baby Cohen, to feed her truma is greater than that of the father, who does not entitle her to eat truma because they're not legally married. It should bring a similar case. Ha'evid, a servant, posel mishum bia. He disqualifies a bas kohen from continuing to eat truma when he has intimate relations with her. Ve'eino posel mishum zera, but does not disqualify her if he is her surviving offspring. Ketzad, what is that case? A bat Yisrael lekohen. A regular Jewish girl marries Mr. Cohen, or bat kohen Yisrael, or vice versa. Ve'yalda haminu ben. And they have a son, mazel tov. The halacha ben, and then, okay, Nebuch, he goes to Vegas, and he is nichbash al shifcha, and he has relations with a servant. Now, I call a shifcha and an eved kanani, they're kind of quasi-Jewish, but they're not fully Jewish, so this was a forbidden relationship. He shouldn't have done it, but the child of a shifcha is not considered to be halachically Jewish, but is considered to be, again, an eved, a servant. So, v'yalda hamenu ben, and then he has a son from the shifcha. Hare ze eved. This is halachically a servant. Haita em aviv. So what comes out at the end of the day, the mother of the father of this child, this newborn child, is a bat Yisrael lekohen, is a Jewish girl married to Cohen. Lo tochel betruma. Does not entitle her to eat truma. Now, if her son from the Kohen, the middle generation, was still alive, that would entitle her to eat truma. But if she's no longer married and the son passed away, but the grandson is still alive, since the grandson is an eved, halachically a servant, he's not really considered fully her offspring. She cannot eat truma. And the Mishnah cites the converse case, bat Kohen the Yisrael, the daughter of a Kohen who used to eat truma through her father, married a regular the Yisrael, tochel batruma. She may eat truma in the similar case where she had a son from the Yisrael, then the son went with the shifcha and had another son that's considered an eved, a servant, and is not considered halachically her offspring. So if her son from the Yisrael passed away and her marriage to the Yisrael ended, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma, even though she has this grandson. Biologically, halachically, he's not really a grandson. The Mishnah brings a related case, mamzer posel umachil. But a mamzer can disqualify from eating truma, but can also feed a woman truma, entitle her to eat truma. Ketzad, how does that work? Bat Yisrael Cohen, a Jewish girl marries Mr. Cohen, a bat Cohen Yisrael, or vice versa, a yalda hamenu bat. They had a daughter. Halcha bat v'nisit le'evit, o legoy. And this daughter went off and quote-unquote married a servant or a non-Jew. Now, halachically, it's not a legal marriage. Now, they might be living in the same house and, share a bank account, but they're not legally halachically married. It was an illegal relationship. V'yaldo hamenu ben, and they have a son out of this relationship. Hare ze mamzer. It's considered a mamzer, an illegitimate offspring, but it's really a related to her offspring. Now we should note that this follows the opinion in the Gemara that if a non-Jew lives with a Jewish woman, the offspring becomes a mamzer. We do not paskin this lahalacha. That is not halachically true. So we do not paskin from the Mishnah. We follow after the mother, and it is a fully Jewish child in that case. So the Mishnah sums up, Haita em imo bat Yisrael lekohen. So if his grandmother, the grandmother of this mamzer, was a bat Yisrael married to a Kohen originally, tochel ba truma. She can still eat truma because she has this grandson from a Kohen, even though he's a mamzer, but he is legally related to her, and he is still alive. So even if the marriage ended, her son passed away, her son, the regular Cohen, this mamzer grandchild is still alive, she can still eat truma. but Batkis Kohen Yilei Yisrael, a girl who was originally grew up in a Kohanic household eating truma, lo toichel betruma. She cannot eat truma in a case where, again, she married a Yisrael and had a daughter, then the daughter had an offspring who's considered a mamzer, and then even if the daughter died, even if the marriage to the Yisrael ended, since she has this living offspring who is the son, the grandson of a Yisrael, she cannot go back to her father, the Cohen's house, and resume eating truma. Baruch Hashem, a lot of dense material. Shavua Tov, Zay Gezunt, Chazak Avroch.